Back inside Stroh Center as we wrap up our Wood County Hospital postgame show, talking about a Bowling Green 80-77 win over the Ohio Bobcats. And with the win, the Falcons knock the Bobcats out of the chance to possibly share the MAC regular season title. But more importantly, they break their own six-game losing streak. Coach Michael Huger is with us here courtside. And Coach, tonight, a real strong effort throughout the entire 40 minutes.
It was definitely a strong effort from start to finish. Talked about putting together two really good halves, and we were able to do that tonight. Normally, in certain situations, we wouldn't be able to finish the game and complete the game, and today we did a really good job of completing the game.
Well, you got a little bit of an assist from Jason Carter with those double technicals, and that sort of stopped an Ohio run, and then you took control right there, which is what you should do.
And that's what we did. We were able to knock down our free throws to extend the lead. I think we got a bucket on that next play as well, so that helped us. They came down ferociously and hit some threes and drove the ball, and they offensive rebounded like crazy. They had 20 offensive rebounds. I'm like, goodness gracious, what were we doing? But, you know, our guys were able to hang tough. We made some big shots down the stretch. But the biggest thing, we made our free throws down the stretch. Samari Curtis did a great job of knocking down his free throws down the stretch. Daquan Plowden, all the guys who stepped up to the line were able to knock it down and keep us a good cushion.
And really, when you look at the situation tonight for Ohio, Ben Vanderplas carried them early. Without him, you might have really pulled out to the lead. Did you make any adjustment on him, or did they just go to other sources?
No, we didn't make an adjustment. We did what we supposed to do better, and that was the thing. We were supposed to front the post, and we didn't do a great job of that. We were supposed to close them out hard and run them off the three-point line. We didn't do a great job of that. So we were able to do a much better job in the second half. I think he had 18 at halftime, and he finished with 25. So we did a much better job on him in the second half.
Well, you know, we've talked about, too, defensively, a lot of times it's as much about your effort and your attention to detail as it is about your ability. And tonight your team seemed to be as focused as they've been all season.
Oh, we were definitely focused. We had a great crowd tonight. The crowd was energetic. They got us pumped. We got the crowd involved in the game. They were screaming and cheering. This is the loudest I've heard the Stroh this year for us. So I'm so happy for the crowd and what they did with the fan support and all the guys who support me and this program. So I'm very happy.
Big game for Matisse Kulach-Kovsis, career-high 18 points. And Daquan comes up with 18, Samari 16, Trey with 13. So you kind of like it that way, right?
I definitely like the balance. We had great balance. Matisse got a chance to play in front of his parents twice. And he had two great games, senior night and then tonight. His parents are here in town from Latvia. And, you know, I don't think I want them to leave. They got to stay one more game.
They got to come up
to
Toledo.
One more game. They got to come to Toledo. So, but they've been great and coming up, and he's been great. So hopefully that'll continue. We got to get one more. And, you know, it's always fun to go up to Toledo and play that game. So, you know, looking forward to that opportunity.
Coach, six-game losing streak lifted tonight. Obviously, it's been a tough few weeks here. This is maybe as a relieving a win as you've had in quite a while.
Oh, it definitely is relieving. It's so much fun, you know, just to have this victory and our guys come out and play the way they did. You know, the most frustrating part is we're capable of defending like this. We just don't do it on a consistent basis. So, you know, hopefully we can get the energy and the opportunity to just bring great energy to Toledo on Friday night and be able to come out victorious.
Well, Coach, great win tonight. Hopefully you get to enjoy it for a few minutes before you turn your attention to Toledo.
Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons win tonight over Ohio, 80-77.